2 years ago today, more than 100,000 people rallied in the Gulf nation of Bahrain, a peaceful protest against the rule of their autocratic king. Despite harsh government repression, the protests continue. Many Bahrainis are critical of U.S. support for the country's monarch, despite the growing popular opposition. Independent producer Reese Ehrlich reports from Bahrain's capital, Manama.
Young men wearing checkered kafiyas and black-clad women carrying children march defiantly down the main street of a village on the outskirts of Manama. Demonstrations are illegal here, but protesters have gathered daily for the past few weeks in the run-up to the second anniversary of Bahrain's Arab Spring Uprising. Led by the February 14th Youth Coalition, this crowd chants, "Down with King Hamad," referring to Bahrain's monarch. They are angry because over the past 2 years, an estimated 1,600 political prisoners have been jailed and 80 people killed, according to the Bahrain Center on Human Rights. A February 14th activist named Ali, who uses only a first name because he fears arrest, says his coalition wants to establish a parliamentary system with no king.
They are demanding for Hamad to step down, the whole regime to step down.
That's a revolutionary demand here in Bahrain, where King Hamad rules with near absolute power, and the traditional political parties call for reform, not revolution. Allahu Akbar, Allah. The staff of the Al-Wafaq Islamic Society kneels for afternoon prayers at their Manama office. Al-Wafaq is the largest opposition group and able to mobilize tens of thousands for demonstrations. This week, Al-Wafaq and other traditional opposition groups agreed to participate in a government-sponsored dialogue. Opposition parties don't want to directly challenge the power of the king, according to Abdul Jalil Khalil Ibrahim, an Al-Wafaq leader.
Our political parties looking for an elected government instead of appointed government.
Samira Rajab, Minister of Information, says Bahrain will insist on keeping the kind of monarchy that exists in nearby Saudi Arabia and other Gulf countries.
Elected government means change of the regime. So it is not a condition to have elected government to be part of European system or American system. We have our system in the Gulf.
Back at the protest march, activist Ali says many young people oppose the dialogue.
This regime never ever being honest. They are choosing this timing to call for a dialogue, maybe to let the street cool down.
The opposition movement sees the U.S. role as critical.
The United States has so many interests in the oil and the money of Bahrain. And so that's why they are still on the side of the regime.
Ali says the U.S. could alienate a whole generation of young Bahrainis if it continues to support the monarchy. He urges the U.S. to apply political and economic pressure as it has done in Syria. If the new dialogue produces results, the traditional opposition will likely gain strength. But if the government fails to make significant reforms, Ali says young militants will take to the streets in larger numbers. For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich.
Reese Ehrlich's reporting from Bahrain is part of a partnership between NPR and the Global Post.